Coruscant.
Somehow, while Dala wasn't looking, the funeral of Admiral Cha Nyathol had been transformed into a mourning procession to be followed by a public service scheduled for broadcast on major news services. In her quarters in the Senate building, Dala struggled to straighten her freshly pressed white dress uniform jacket while keeping her comlink and datapad in hand and watching the coverage of the pre-procession preparations on the wall monitor.
So Coruscant Security signed off on the procession itself, but specifically who?
The voice from her comlink was male and sounded defensive.
Well, it's spelled three different ways on three different forms. It appears to be something like Captain Kolstan.
And is there a Captain Kolstan in Coruscant Security?
No, ma'am.
Then that's not the name. Find out who it was, and who paid for the transportation, and for the drumline, and for the security deposit.
Her door chimed to announce the presence of a visitor. And since it was a chime, and not a query from a security agent, it was someone with standing authorization to enter.
Come.
The door slid up, and Wynne Dorvin walked in. Seeing the rows of buttons on Dala's dress jacket unfastened, and the jacket gaping open over her undershirt, he turned his back with an unobtrusive grace that suggested he had, in fact, dropped in to study the Super Star Destroyer holo prominently framed on the white wall before him.
Oh, don't be an idiot.
Ma'am?
That was the voice on her comlink.
Not you. You go away and get me answers. Dala out.
She flipped the switch on her comlink with enough force to break a device built to less than mil-spec standards. She hurled the comlink onto an off-white sofa, then threw the datapad after it.
Any more delays and I'm going to be late to the procession.
She got to work on her buttons.
What is it?
Dorvin hazarded a look over his shoulder, then turned to face her.
Security estimates that the threat level for the service is rising.
Dala blinked.
I was just speaking with security.
Yes, with their investigative arm. I'm talking about the arm that handles protection of high-profile targets, such as, you.
And they're estimating increased danger for high-profile targets.
He shook his head.
No, just for you.
She finished with the top buttons and turned to look at a blank section of wall.
Mirror.
The wall panel slid aside, revealing a full-length mirror. Dala couldn't stand the notion of having such a testimonial to vanity on display at all times, but she did need one for any self-examination before a public appearance, and having one hidden behind a wall panel was her compromise.
Would you be more specific?
Your public approval rating has been dropping since the announcement of Nyathol's suicide, and security thinks someone might take a shot at you during the service. It's that simple.
Nyathol was on most hated lists as recently as...
As recently as the day before her death. Now she's being looked on as a noble officer who took a blaster bolt for the squad, and you're the officer who attacked Mon Calamari a while back.
So it's dissident Mon Cal's and Quarren we have to worry about.
She swept her hair up, freeing strands from her collar, and let it fall into place against her back again.
What do you think? Loose, braid, or up?
That's a very girly question coming from you.
That's why I'm asking you. I have no idea what the right answer is.
Braid, but don't go. It's not just Mon Cal's and Quarren. There are Mon Cal sympathizers, crazy Confederation holdouts, anti-imperial extremists, Nyathol admirers, Darth Kydus admirers.
He shrugged, apologetic.
Security considers the individuals who might want to harm you an unorganized and irrational threat, but numerous enough that they're taking it seriously.
She stared at him, trying to keep frustration from showing on her face.
I can't win here.
No, you can't.
If I show up, crazies get to take a shot at me. If I don't show up, I'm the insensitive chief of state whose callousness led to Nyathol's death, and who can't spare the time to acknowledge her.
You're right.
Dorvin spread his hands, palms up. A what-can-I-tell-you gesture.
So if you're going to lose anyway, I'd prefer that you lose and be alive, so we don't have to attend two admiral funerals back-to-back.
Dala breathed a long sigh.
Do you have any good news for me? Public reaction to the raid on the Jedi Temple?
Still hostile. The Jedi are now being looked at as trying very hard to take care of their own problems, such as the Solos taking the Mad Jedi off to be cured, and we look stupid for not being able to stop them.
You mean I look stupid?
Using the Mandos is being interpreted by the armed forces as a sign that you don't have confidence in their abilities. Special forces are especially offended.
Dala rolled her eyes skyward, as if seeking aid from a super star destroyer parked in low planetary orbit.
Is there some force I'm not aware of? Some massive conspiracy devoted to the destruction of the career of Natasi Dala?
Every politician I've ever met has asked that same question about his or her career at some time. The answer is usually no.
Dorvan looked thoughtful.
Which means, of course, that it's sometimes yes.
Dala returned her attention to him.
All right. I'll remain in my offices and deal with any of the 30 lesser crises. But I need something to divert public attention from me. Just for a day or a week. Build a fire under the prosecutor's office and get them hopping on the Tahiri Vela case. Make sure every development is well covered by the press.
I'll do that.
And make sure everyone knows that she's an assassin, yes? That unlike me, she actually killed an admiral. That she's not a sweet young orphan who sells baked goods door to door.
I'll try to remember that part.
Dorvan spun and headed for the exit.